I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good Sunday morning from the Kia Studios, 9 floors up in lovely Midtown Atlanta, waiting for the sun to come up on a game day Sunday. Welcome to Weekend Mornings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw on this side of the glass. I got Greg on the other side of the glass. We may hear from him some today. A little realignment of our usual cast and crew and merry band here in the mornings. He's just don't look at me like when I say merry band. We always merry band. We awake this time of day and we happen to be awake. I said that we're a merry band and somebody gave me a skull. Can you imagine that? Where did that come from? Anyway, we're here on Selection Sunday. Selection Sunday for college basketball. Who's in and who's out of March Madness? Who's played their way in? Who's on the bubble? And will the bubble burst? Which teams have managed to get in that we didn't expect to see in. There's going to be a bit of that going on today as we saw some upsets in some of the conference tournaments. Most of all out west last night, where Oregon, that probably had to win the tournament to get in, actually won the tournament, so they're in. So that's taking a spot away from some folks that maybe should get in. I'm not saying Oregon's a bad team, but there's some other teams that maybe deserved it more. But because they win that conference tournament, they are in, and precious few teams from the Pac-12 are making it in anyway. And we'll get into that as we progress along this morning. Just heard in Sports Flash that the Braves fell to the Red Sox yesterday, 6-1 final score. Mookie Betts went yard in the home run in that game. So the Red Sox get the win over the Braves. Braves playing the Detroit Tigers today. It was also Atlanta against Boston in the NBA as the Hawks fall to the Celtics. 129-120 in Boston. And still had a great game by Trae Young. Ended up getting 26 points in that game. Hawks in a losing effort. Rallied, but they fall short in that one. Now they're coming right back to work today. They're on their way to Orlando, and they will play there today. Don't forget, we got things coming up for you to hear here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got college basketball coming up this afternoon on 92.9 The Game. We got the Big Ten championship game, which will be in-state matchup, Michigan against Michigan State. Pre-game's at 3:15, tip-off's at 3:30. Be sure to be tuned with us at 7:20 this morning as our very own college basketball guru, Deshaun Tate, will join us. And, of course, he has a lot to say about that. He keeps an eye on all college basketball, but especially his Michigan State Spartans. I'm sure with them playing the arch rival for the conference championship will be something that he wants to talk about, among other things. That's coming up at 7:20. Of course, that's the game we have coming up, college basketball. Later on tonight, we have Hawks there in Orlando taking on the Magic. Pre-game at 5:30, tip-off at 6. And then later on today on Star 94, it's Atlanta United taking on Philadelphia Union. Atlanta United still looking for that first MLS victory. They got the 1-0 win over Monterey, the CONCACAF Champions League this week, which is good to see them win. And we'll get into that next topic next hour, more about Atlanta United, how they're looking better. A lot of people who may be ready to jump off the bridge, come back from the – don't stand on the ledges. Come back. I know he's got up to a little bit of a bumpy start. After winning the championship, they looked a little bit more like the team that we expect in their effort, in their winning effort this week. Let's see if they can keep it up and get a win against the Philadelphia Union. That game will be on Star 94, pregame 6:30, and the kickoff is at 7. So that's going on. You want to listen to it. Also on 1380 WAOK, Georgia State will be taking on UT Arlington in the championship game of the Sun Belt Conference championship down in New Orleans. That game has a 2 o'clock tip, so it'll be 1:30. The Panther pregame show tip off at 2 o'clock from wonderful New Orleans as Georgia State looks to go back-to-back in March Madness in the NCAA tournament. Coach Ron Hunter and his crew were winners over Texas State yesterday in the semifinal game. And UT Arlington beat Georgia Southern. A lot of people were wondering, would it be Georgia State, Georgia Southern again? Not this time. It will be Texas Arlington, the Mavericks, and who Georgia State will face were an opportunity to go and play in the tournament coming up and next week. Don't know which bracket, don't know where they'll go. But that's the fun thing about March Madness. That's the heartbreaking thing about March Madness and the NCAA tournament. We look forward to it. It's a, you know, it's something that I know I look forward to, and it's a lot of fun. Big time teams, yep, you got the big time teams that people want to see. You got the big time talent, and nothing is bigger than what we saw up in Charlotte with Zion Williamson and his return. He kind of completed his return and a fantastic week at the ACC tournament. His Duke team holding off Florida State to win 73-63, and they are conference champions, and he's tournament MVP after turning in another outstanding performance against Florida State team that gave him fits, that came to give him a fight, but still Duke gets the win. Williamson with 21 points in the game, go with 5 rebounds, and the Duke team seems like they're ready. They should get that number one of the number one seeds, one of the 4 number one seeds. They may well get the number one overall seed going into this tournament. We watch for that. They'll be awarded later on today. But they were impressive in victory last night in Charlotte and looked like a team that's ready to roll on and be a factor in this tournament and possibly be there cutting down the nets at the very end. Meanwhile, in the Southeastern Conference, an interesting matchup and probably one of the best games of the season, the Tennessee-Kentucky game was amazing, and Tennessee just wills their way to a win over Kentucky, 78. They're going to face Auburn today, who Auburn knocked off Florida 65-62. So up in Music City today, they're going to have a little toe-tapping music and see if Tennessee can get the win and secure one of the number one seeds for the tournament. And I would say they deserve it if they win. They've beaten Kentucky twice in 3 meetings this season. And we'll talk with Deshaun Tate about that too, because he kind of felt like Tennessee was a bit of a paper line, that they had a nice run during the season, but at crunch time they were going to fold, and those guys are showing that they are what they're made of right now. We watch for them this season. Should be a lot of fun to see what this Tennessee team does. They get by Auburn today. Auburn's up to give them a serious test. And then we watch to see who makes it in and who's out. Villanova, defending national champion, ranked 25th. Not the greatest of seasons for them. They win the Big East 74-72. And I'm mentioning Villanova because in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by one of the preeminent voices of March Madness and of college basketball, Gus Johnson, who just finished his run doing the voice of the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. And he's known for his way over-the-top calls at times. But he's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk some college basketball, talk about the whole landscape of the conferences that he's covered and who he thinks will be who he has as his top 4 seeds going into the conference tournament, going to the NCAA tournament this week. So we'll have that in the 8 o'clock hour. We have a chance to spend some time with him and hope you will join us for then. And I'd like to get your thoughts. If you got some thoughts on the tournament, who should be in, who should be out, obviously throughout the morning, we'd like to hear from you, 404-741-0929, as we get set for a big week of tournament. How do you usually spend March Madness? Do you just not go to work at all that day? You know, when tournament first starts, the first games come up on Thursday. Do you kind of just say, you know what, I'm not even going in? Do you do like people used to do, go in and work half day and then go to lunch and just, some reason, you don't come back? That went on for years with the NCAA tournament. People would just go to work and you know when that day would come. People would take that long lunch break, but that was before the days of streaming, and the games are streaming. The games are everywhere now, so you don't have to go anywhere to see them. You watch on your laptop. You probably can't watch on your desktop while you're at work. I wouldn't recommend that. But, you know, there's still ways to watch the games that are streamed and follow your favorite teams, no matter which regional they're playing in. All games are made available now in the NCAA tournament. That's the new thing about March Madness. You know, we wonder who the top seeds will be and who the teams that we recognize and should be there at the end, the big names, and we look for those schools that are always there. We're looking to see who comes out of this Michigan-Michigan State matchup coming up later on today. You know, we want to see who's going to be there and which one of those teams will represent the Big Ten. Because the Big Ten champion is always a team you keep an eye on in the tournament. Last year, I think, was so much fun, and the thing I enjoyed with the tournament is the mid-major teams. They get there and get their opportunity. And last year, for the first time, remember, we had a 16 seed beat a 1 seed. And that just set the stage for, you know, all kind of things. And Virginia right now is Virginia, you know, they lost to Florida State in the tournament. We see what kind of shape they're going to be in if they can come in. Obviously, they're a team that if they go to tournament, they played fantastic defense. But they were the ones that went out against Loyola Baltimore last year. And that was, that was big, big. Not Loyola Baltimore, UMBC, Maryland Baltimore County last year. And so that's the first time that had happened. And then Loyola was Loyola Chicago that just got on a run and just with Sister Jean and just won the hearts of everybody. You know, you pull for those guys. You know they didn't have the overall talent of the other teams they were facing, but you just kept pulling for this team, and they kept winning. And to me, it was a tremendous story. It's a tremendous story. And to me, that's one of the things I like about March Madness. Sure, you have the teams that are loaded with the guys who are bound for the professional ranks, and they're only going to be around for a year, some maybe just two. But still, there's something to be said for those programs where guys come in and they stay for a second and that third or that fourth year. And sometimes those teams are hard to beat. Like I always say, you know, those guys could find each other with the lights out. Turn the lights out in the gym, and those guys will find each other because they played together and spent so much time working together. And it's cool when you see one of those teams come into a situation like March Madness and they grunt and they really, really fight, battle, and they get the win. It's simply remarkable. And to me, that's one of the coolest things about this time of year. Yep, you know, we're excited about the guys at Duke. We're excited about Zion. I'm glad his foot's better and glad we found a shoe that his foot will stay in, and hopefully Duke will be the Duke team we think they're going to be. But, man, madness is all about the teams you don't expect. And we're going to get into that as we go along. Got to have an in-studio guest going to join us, too. He's accomplished some amazing things on the basketball court and is now assistant coach at the collegiate level. We'll get into that more. But first of all, Johnny Football is back. He may be on the field real soon. That and more as we continue. Just getting started. You're on a Game Day Sunday morning, Sports Radio 929 and 929thegame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Welcome to Weekend Mornings. Sam on the other side of the glass and Greg's on the other side. He's not over here with me this morning. But like I said, we got our merry band has been like, you know, moved around just for the sake of today. We're on until 9 and we have a special baseball.
Don't say that again.
What's wrong?
Merry band.
Why not merry
I don't band? Wear tights and live in the forest. Okay?
That's not a good picture. That's not a good picture at all. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got things to do here. I can't.
How you doing over there?
I'm learning a foreign languages
what?
Math system.
Oh, no.
So leave me alone. Tell everybody how you enjoyed the tournament yesterday. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Which
oh, no, tournament? No, you got to talk about a guy who got a job.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
So while you're doing that, I'm going to enjoy it and get back to work.
See, that's it. We will revisit more with Greg, and we won't say Mary Bam because we got a vision of guys in tights running around in the forest. That really not a good picture. Hope you're driving with care wherever you are around the area this morning. If you're up and about, please, and thanks a lot for taking Sports Radio 92.9 The Game along with you. Wherever you are headed, if you some of our people who have to be out and work, you know, law enforcement, and emergency vehicles, fire, folks who have to work this time of day, maybe just work that late shift and you're just getting off, headed home, or maybe getting up early, going to make it out for early Sunday services. Thanks for letting us ride along with you this morning. Now, of course, it is a game day Sunday. It's a game day Sunday because our Atlanta Legends are home and they're riding a 2-game win streak. As we talk a little football closer to home, they're going to take on San Antonio Commanders coming up today over at Georgia State Stadium. 4 p.m. is the start time for the game, and things are looking up for the Atlanta team. I mean, they got off to a struggling start with Aaron Murray at quarterback. The former UGA standout, he's brought the team around. Offense has been clicking, and they got back-to-back wins. Tarion Falston has been doing a great job running the football. He has 34 carries, 156 yards, and a touchdown. He's done great things for the Atlanta team. They've played some great defense and coming up with a couple of wins. So today they'll take on San Antonio team that comes in a record of 3-2, and that's coming up later on today. So it's getting off to a little bit of chilly start outside, but around 4 o'clock later on today, should warm up, and you know, should be up into the to the low to mid 60s. That should feel nice to watch some football. So that's going on today, 4 o'clock, over at Georgia State Stadium. Now you wonder what people are going to talk about, because this is a new league, very first season, and you really didn't take a whole lot of time to bring this together. This league was announced like last summer, and all of a sudden, boom, you got a football league. You had to find players, you had to find coaches, and it's been a work in progress with some, while others have come right together, like the situation in Orlando with Steve Spurrier. They are clicking like a team that's been around for a minute. Other teams are, you know, still kind of struggling around the way. And you wonder, you know, I love the things about this league. I love the innovations that we see, the technology. That's the thing I watch for. I might watch for the football, too, and guys that we know and guys who we've seen play at the collegiate level, and some for a time in the NFL. But the things like the Sky Judge and seeing how decisions are made as far as reviews on calls and seeing that process, you know, to me that's the cool things about this league, and some of those things that you hope will one day go over to see in the NFL. But this week that we saw so much happen in professional football, and we saw a lot of players changing places and trades, and we've seen Odell Beckham Jr. landing in Cleveland, we've seen Antonio Brown land in Oakland, and Le'Veon Bell going up to the Jets, and all types of movement. A name we weren't expecting to call this week reared his head yesterday, and just like that, back on a team playing football in the United States, Johnny Manziel. And some of you may listen to me and saying, why do we care? And I'm kind of in that camp, too. After all the things have gone on with him since his time at Texas A&M when he won the Heisman Trophy, a lot of things, his fault, you know, that have prevented him in our eyes from being the player that a lot of people thought that he could be. Going to Cleveland, and obviously things did not go well there. I'm sure he's looking now and saying, man, if I had that locker room in Cleveland compared to the locker room that he had when he was in Cleveland, maybe things would have gone a little bit different. Nevertheless, we remember hearing earlier this year that his contract had been voided in Canada, kicked out of the Canadian Football League. And you wondered what caused that, and we still don't know what caused that, for the CFL to kick out a Heisman Trophy winner, which you rarely have Heisman Trophy winners playing in Canada, so you think that would be something they would want to have, a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback playing north of the border. And they said, no, you know, you're out. And all of a sudden yesterday, poof, the Alliance of American Football says, Johnny Manziel can play with us. Now, his rights belong to San Antonio, and I suppose that's something territorial because he's from Texas and because he played at Texas A&M. That team declined to sign him, and so it became their version of a, I won't say a free agent, but he was went through their waiver system. And he fell to the Memphis Express, coached by Mike Singletary, a team that Atlanta beat just last week. And they've had their problems at the quarterback spot, having had stability there. We saw Zach Mettenberger there, who played at University of Georgia. We saw him in that position last week as Atlanta beat, and he was outdueled by Aaron Murray again in that game. So now Manziel, it will report to the Express today. He won't go out and play today, but he will report to them today and be set to go out and play with them going forward. And if you heard me on this show, my thing was I always felt like he needed to go somewhere and show that he's serious about football. He got to play some and start a few games in Canada. I don't know what that told us. He was 2-6 as a starter, Montreal Alouettes last year. Completed 106 of 165 passes. 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And this is in the CFL for a guy who was the first-round pick of Cleveland in 2014. A lot of people, I feel like, want to see him get a chance to play and maybe come back and play in the United States and play in the NFL. He's certainly not coming back to the Alliance for the cash. I mean, everyone knows that the contracts that the players have are 3 years $250,000. But I would think over that time, not per year, but over the period, over 3 years, $250,000. Not so much the money in his case, but the fact to prove that he can lead a team. And he's been dealt a pretty tough hand. A team that's 1-5 so far this season is where he lands. And so Atlanta won't get a chance to see this guy until the last game of the regular season on in April when they go to play up in Memphis, assuming he does come in and take the starting job and he's successful at leading that team. But he's 26 years old now, and he's getting an opportunity to play. Mettenberger injured his ankle yesterday. He was unable to return to the team, and Memphis lost 22-9 at Salt Lake. And so that being the backdrop, here comes Johnny Manziel. Here comes Johnny Football. Kind of fitting to be in Memphis, huh? A guy who plays with the attitude and spirit of a riverboat gambler. Well, at least he used to. We don't know how much he plays like a riverboat gambler these days or not, but that's the Johnny Football we all remember from his time at Texas A&M and how he knows to be almost looked like a reincarnation of Fran Tarkington at times, eluding defenders and completing passes and going to Tuscaloosa, beating Alabama and that type thing. We remember those things with him. And so we wonder how much of that guy is left. You know, how much of that guy is left, and or will he be something totally different this experience? Will he come in and really, really focus himself on being a noted? This is another chance, not saying it's his last chance, but it's another chance for him to prove that he's capable of being successful at that next level and have himself in line for a possible return to the National Football League. I was totally surprised by this when I saw this show up on the bottom of the screen because I'm busy, like probably most of you, watching basketball yesterday, watching the different tournaments. And, of course, you watch the bottom half of your screen for score updates of games that you might not be watching and other things. And all of a sudden, his name shows up. Whoa, Johnny Manziel. What's he doing? And so he still commands that attention, whether we like it or not, or whether we think he deserves it or not. He's going to get the spotlight. And in so doing, so will the Alliance of American Football, which is good for the league. People who haven't had a chance to tune in and sample the differences that they do. And I tell everybody, you may not want to watch the football, but watch the technology. I just like those things that are available to you with these football broadcasts that others don't have, at least they don't have yet. And I think that makes it even more fun. A mic on Steve Spurrier during the game, I think that's priceless. I think that's television gold. So I think it's fantastic what they do. Now, Manziel, do you put a microphone on him? Hey, that's something different. That's something that brings people to the televisions or make people tune in, or whichever means you do, if you watch or if you stream or wherever you access your sports these days. That could make things interesting and entertaining. So there's a lot that could be done and could be said for this time. But Johnny Manziel back with an opportunity to play in the United States with the Alliance of American Football. He'll do it in Memphis with a guy like Mike Singletary, who is a no-nonsense guy, very no-nonsense. And, you know, we'll see how that combination works and how it gets along there on the banks of the Mississippi there in wonderful Memphis, Tennessee. We'll see what goes on with him. He probably won't, you know, like I said, we'll be on the sidelines probably next week, and don't know if he'll be ready to play with the team. But by the time they meet the Atlanta Legends later on this season, he should be the guy. Okay, from games on the field and on the court to games on the video, hey, each and every Sunday morning, we pause to talk some esports, and that's what we're going to do. Cole Gibson is our guy. He's coming up next when you continue here on this Game Day Sunday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you on weekend mornings and wishing each and every one a happy St. Patrick's Day. If you celebrated yesterday, or some folks will celebrate today, or some folks will celebrate the whole weekend with a cup of something green. We hope you're safe that you go, though, because Greg always liked to say that it is one of these amateur nights.
It's an amateur night.
It's an amateur night, so we want people to be safe, you know, because some people do indulge. We don't want to do that too much.
Did you enjoy them shakes they used to turn green? You know, them certain establishments would dye
Yeah.
Were you a fan of that?
Nah.
Me either. Yeah. Let's move on.
All right. We'll get to more St. Patrick's Day. Joining us now, hey, this time each and every week, we always pause and take a look at things happening in the world of esports, and the guy that brings it to us is Cole Gibson, joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Cole, good morning to you.
Morning, and I can't believe I just heard you guys didn't like the Shamrock drinks, like the Shamrock shake, Burger King, McDonald's, I think, had one at one point. Like, that was my childhood.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yes. I like the Shamrock shake that I think Burger King has whenever St. Patrick's Day rolls around. Everything else, but the Shamrock shake was always hidden.
Alerts. Call to sponsors and sponsorships.
Oh, sponsors and sponsorships. We trying to get a sponsor for you anyway, man. What you were doing. Look, when last we spoke to you, there's a lot of stuff that has happened with esports. NASCAR had a draft last week for their esports league. We found out that there's going to be esports at the Final Four. That was happening. But just here yesterday, there was something that happened with 2K, I think, here, NBA 2K, right here locally, right?
Yes, the NBA 2K Showdown happened at Axis Replay. It was a nice NBA 2K tournament that was hosted by the venue. Some of the Atlanta Hawks Talon Gaming players on the Hawks NBA 2K team showed up as well and played some of the fans. Didn't participate in the tournament, but were there to just be there and support the tournament itself and play a little bit afterwards and things of that nature. So it was a nice little fun day for a lot of the NBA 2K fans around the Atlanta scene.
Yep, that is something that's happening and more. But there are a lot of other things happening, and I just see what ESPN is announcing, a collegiate esports championship. Are you familiar with that, and could Georgia State end up in that?
Yes, well, I'm familiar with it. I know that they are having it in, I believe, 5 esports. It's unique because 3 of the major esports aren't really there. CSGO, no surprise really why that one isn't, because the whole violent video games debate, but League of Legends not really being there, Dota not really being there. The games that are there are big in their own right, and it is something that Georgia State could compete in. We do have a pretty healthy Hearthstone community. Our Overwatch team is one of the best around, so if they decide to participate and compete, then I could definitely see them going out to the Collegiate Esports Championship held by ESPN.
Yeah, that's something that's just growing along. What are we looking out for coming up locally? You know, some things that you got your ears to the ground and fingers on the pulse. What's coming up locally next?
Well, actually, this weekend was Atlanta Final Round. It's this really big fighting game community tournament that happened every year in Atlanta. It was rumored this one might be the last one. We'll have to see. But I was out there on Friday. It was great seeing so many people come out. A lot of the pro players that are international pros, Sonic Fox, for instance, one of the biggest names in esports, he was out there. And everyone was having a good time competing. The competition that fighting tournaments is always fierce, but the good thing I like about them is that at the end of the day, everyone knows that we're all friends. Just esports, and it's just a game, and most of the time everyone can come back together after the fierce competition and have a good time. And then later on this month, on the 31st, there will be the A-Town Touchdown tournament held by Larry Ridley and Competes Forever that will lead into points that are gained for the Madden Championship Series for their tournament. So that's going to be something fun to watch, another Madden tournament coming back to Atlanta as a result of the one that was hosted successfully in February by Axis Replay.
Yeah. Where can people will that be held somewhere that people can go and watch, or is that something you got to watch online?
It will definitely be. You can do both. The tournament will be held at Axis Replay at 112 Grog Street at the Stove Works, or you can go on twitch.tv and watch. I'd have to go back and confirm who's going to be the one streaming it, whether it's Axis Replay or Compete Forever. It might be both. I'll just keep your eyes peeled on twitch.tv in the Madden football game section that they have to be looking out for which one's streaming it. But yeah, it's going to be right down the street at Krog Street in the Stoveworks.
Spending time this morning on the waitfor.com hotline with Cole Gibson. He always brings us the best knowledge as far as esports, and you can follow him on Twitter if you want to, at ATL Esports Guy, ATL Esports Guy. What else are you keeping your eye on? Anything nationally or internationally that's on the horizon?
Well, it's actually very interesting. Some news dropped from Activision Blizzard that they're going to start franchising for the Call of Duty World League. It's another branch of esports that they host besides the Overwatch League. It's definitely a smaller marketing tool and just smaller to the overall than the Overwatch League. And the news was interesting not because of the franchising. They talked about having it happen when they first started the CWL a long time ago, but the fact that it's going to be $25 million per spot for a crew that a lot of people don't think the franchising spots are worth $25 million. At the same time, on the other side, for their Overwatch League, they announced that after this season, especially after the two home and away games they're going to have, some of them being in Atlanta here, that they're going to finally start moving to the city-based franchising, which means that teams will play out of their home cities. And a lot of speculation on how it's going to affect teams with the time zone changes and scheduling and what have you. So it's going to be really interesting to watch how both of those develop.
All right. We'll be watching for those as well. Cole, we appreciate you always sharing some knowledge with us here on Sunday mornings. And once again, this guy's one of the best dressed, you got to be, in all esports. He's right here for us each and every week.
Is he wearing green today, though?
We don't know. You have a green one of those green jackets, you know, those outfits you have, Cole?
I actually do have a green, red, and white plaid jacket, like suit jacket blazer. I don't know if I'll be able to wear it today because I believe. No, my church's anniversary is next weekend, so, yep, I can wear that today for church. Thank you for reminding me.
There you go. We helped the guy get dressed. Way to go, Greg. That's it. Cole, thanks so much for the time, man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Cole Gibson keeping us up to speed on things esports. All right, head to the next hour. We're going to really get ready to dive into March Madness. As Deshaun Tate will join us in that hour. But up next, before we go to the top of the hour, a chance for you to get some cash in your pocket. Some of the jobs are going on in the film and entertainment industry. It is the casting call straight ahead on a game day Sunday morning here on Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.